The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene Marks, I believe you're already on your soapbox. Is this true?
I am on my soapbox, and it is so appropriate you played Imagine Dragons because I'm about to unleash my inner dragon.
Mm.
I do breathe fire.
Tell me.
I do breathe fire. And funny enough, my Chinese zodiac sign is a fire dragon. Mm. So you don't get more hectic than that. But and I really want to challenge our listeners and issue out a clarion call that it is time that we start mobilizing. Howard, between looking at the visuals coming in from Charlottesville in Virginia in the U.S. and the subsequent response of the world, and seeing breaking news coming in from Switzerland today that apparently we Jews are not clean enough for a certain hotel, you know.
What happened in Switzerland, really, and for anybody who doesn't know?
Well, basically, news has broken within the last hour that a hotel in the town of Arosa in Switzerland, placid and serene and neutral Switzerland, was documented by Haredi family of posting signs singling out Jews throughout their facilities. They posted, the hotel is called Apartheid Paradise, which, you know, my brain is working overtime on that name alone. And by the swimming pool, there was a sign that said to our Jewish guests, please take a shower before you go swimming.
And after
swimming, if you break the rules, I'm forced to close the swimming pool for you. Thank you for understanding. Another sign
understanding the level of hatred and anti-Semitism or what?
Yeah. Another sign says to our Jewish guests, you are allowed to approach the fridge between the hours of 10 and 11 in the morning and 4:30 and 5:30 in the evening. I hope that you understand that our team does not like to be disturbed every time. And this Haredi family said, you know, they were a little bit hesitant to speak to the manager or to the owner. They didn't want to cause a confrontation. I'm saying to you, it is enough. It is enough when we are seeing these right-wing lunatics that we cannot dismiss as quote-unquote dorks with tiki torches marching around Charlottesville saying, Jews, you will not replace us, and using the most outrageous and offensive anti-Semitic rhetoric, using symbols like the swastika, which you don't get more anti-Semitic and more offensive than that. It's the giving a platform to people like David Duke, and we see this happening in Switzerland, and we see it all over the world, including in South Africa. It is enough now. We cannot just sit by and go, oh, that is so terrible. I'm so upset to that, and then move on to something else. It is time we started using our voices.
Okay. So let's stop and let's break this down. Let's start off in Charlottesville. We had the alt-right march. They were chanting anti-Jewish slogans. It was very, very much a neo-Nazi event. Somebody was killed. Somebody who objected to the march was killed. Trump came out against it, but didn't go far enough.
No, absolutely not. He should have
taken
a leaf from his daughter's book or
absolutely.
His wife's book and come out with a lot harsher criticism.
Why do you think, why
or
do you
even
think
his vice
that
president's
is?
Book?
Because he would have criticized, and in fact we did criticize Obama vehemently in the past when there was a jihadist attack and he didn't name it. And we all said, if you don't name it, you can't tame it. What do you think that he couldn't have forgotten that he himself objected to Obama's attitude? Why do you think he didn't call them out?
I think he knows that a lot of his voter base, and yes, I'm saying I'm putting it out there because it is a reality, a lot of his voter base does come from or maybe not a lot of his voter base, but elements of his voter base comes from this alt-right, this far left, this far right. Having said that, there's also some dodgy on the far left as well, but that's a whole other discussion. And basically his response was, we must, you know, all work together. We must all be united. This is not a time for let's sing kumbaya and braid each other's hair. This is a time for outright condemnation. And outright condemnation is what we got from Ivanka Trump and even the First Lady herself, who I think precipitated her husband's response, came out and said, you know, there's one thing to have the freedom of speech, but let's do it without any kind of hatred. And this is flagrant hatred that has resulted in death, as we so often see.
I was listening to Ben Shapiro, reading one of his articles earlier today. He maintains that the alt-right is not nearly as powerful as they seem, number one. And number two, that by Trump not calling out the alt-right, what he's doing is conflating the right with the alt-right. And there is a distinction. In fact, there's a unsigned WhatsApp that says, Rolene, what is the difference between the right and the alt-right? And I think it's a very relevant question. What I find puzzling is that by Trump not calling them out as the alt-right, he's conflating the two.
He is. You know, there is the more right-wing, but this alt-right, this rise of this incredible Nazi worshipping. This to me is like it's to me it's more than just the right wing, and I think this is why we call them the alt right, the alternative right. They are not just right wing or conservative in their approach. This is crossing the line into flagrant hatred, and whether it's Antifa in the UK, or if it is David Duke and his ilk with the KKK in America, or any other party around the world, it is 2017. We are less than a century after the Shoah. This cannot happen anymore.
What do you think is going to happen next?
Well, a state of emergency has been declared in Virginia. And I think that it is now time for a serious come to Moses moment in America, because we have seen this kind of invective and the launch of the incredible Black Lives Matter. I know that some of my sisters in America are trying to launch the Zionist movement to take back Zionism and feminism. We need to start making our voices more widely heard. I think we're going to have a lot more criticism of President Trump if he does not take a stand. I think that he is losing because instead of making America great again, he's making America hate again. He's allowing for this to happen.
Yeah, I think it is an important distinction that that this didn't. It's not the first time that this has happened under Trump. It's happened, the alt-right and, the Klan has been around for a particularly long time. It's how you deal with it that's important. The other criticism I read, Rolene, and I would love to hear your view on it, is where is Bibi?
Where is Bibi? Well, we have heard from members of the of our cabinet. We've heard from Naftali Bennett. We've also heard from Natan Sharansky, who is a human rights icon. I think Bibi, because we also need to remember, Bibi is a consummate politician. And he is also a friend of Trump. I don't think he's going to want to come out and be so openly critical of his American counterpart.
But yet, in the past, he would have come out and criticized. He does get involved when it happens in, for example, France. So I'm wondering if there isn't a double standard here with Bibi. Perhaps not. I don't know.
I'm thinking that it's a double standard, and we are going to be wanting to hear from our Prime Minister about something as so some. Not just symbolic, so flagrantly, so hideously, because hideous is the only word that I can find to describe this, filled with hatred. We cannot have double standards here. He needs to come out. He is seen as the de facto leader of the Jewish people.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know,
Rolene, when, the Jewish state.
When he stands up in front of the United Nations, he does so actually as the representative or the leader of the Jewish world. So you can't play both. He needed to stand up and speak about this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that we're going to be demanding, we want to hear from our Prime Minister. He needs to make a very, very strong statement against this.
Do we know how big the alt-right is in the United States?
I don't think we know exactly, but I think that we've got a very clear indication that it is rising, that it perhaps has been dormant for so many years and now has found fertile ground. And we saw it this past weekend. I don't think we're going to hear the last of them. They have now, unfortunately, for us and unfortunately for them as well, they've now gotten a lot of coverage and they're going to ride this as much as possible. Having said that, Anonymous, who are the well-known cyber hackers, they've hacked them. Apparently, their web provider has shut down the major newspaper called the Daily Stormer. I mean, Daily Stormer, Der Stürmer, is there a major difference between the two? You know, Der Stürmer from the 1930s, we remember the visuals and the rhetoric that we had in that publication. And I think that it's not enough. I think that we saw this massive Black Lives Matter movement. Well, now we need to start saying that Jewish lives matter as well. All lives matter, and we cannot allow or create an environment where this is allowed to happen.
Rolene, one of our listeners just sent in a message, unfortunately unsigned. The reaction by the far right is in reaction, or this reaction by the far right is in reaction from the taunting by Obama/the far left. Is that a justification, do you think?
There's never a justification for this kind of hatred. The far left is also an issue that we need to start standing up against and start making our voices heard again, because from the far left we're hearing language that we don't have a right to have a state of our own. The constant delegitimization of the state of Israel and the constant demonization of the Zionist movement. So the far left is an issue we need to take on as well. In fact, it seems that we're fighting on all fronts here.
Well,
we're fighting the far right and we're fighting the far left.
Isn't it true that the circle simply closes? The far left meets the far right. There's not very much difference in terms of levels of tolerance.
Absolutely, absolutely. And strange bedfellows they do make, because even though they seem to be clashing, the underlying thing on some points of view is the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Exactly right. Neil saying how people that are godless have no respect or regard for the human race. He said people think that they are some sort of superior human watchdog of the human race. What planets do they come from? Neil, I'm just looking at some photos of people who marched. I'm not even sure some of them look that human, I have to say. The interbreeding there is something quite scary. The fact that they've each got only one head, I think, is a miracle. U.S. envoy en route to restart the peace process.
Well, they're en route to start the peace process, and you got to feel sorry for them, Howard, because this comes at a time where we're not just Donald Trump is facing a lot of criticism, but so is Netanyahu at home. He's facing possible charges and an investigation. Mahmoud Abbas as well. Things are not going so well for him. There's major internecine fighting between Hamas and Fatah, and his popularity is waning amongst the Palestinian people. So trying to restart the peace process when all three leaders that are involved here have major domestic crises is going to be a feat all on its own.
Absolutely. And finally, Bibi preparing for his first South American visit. Could he go any further?
We have to end on a positive note. You know, after I've hopefully mobilized you all out there in Khalis and the land, you start getting on your soapboxes. I'll lend you mine if you need it.
That's fine. We've got a few in studio ourselves here.
We can end today's broadcast on a more positive note. You know, we see Bibi slowly but surely conquering the African continent. He's also made a lot of strides in Europe, in countries where you wouldn't think we have such great diplomatic relations, like Azerbaijan, which is a Muslim country. And now he's looking to visit Latin America, parts of South America. He has mentioned possibly visiting Guatemala, and I think that this is a very, very positive movement for the Israeli Prime Minister. He has really strengthened relations in Africa, in Asia, in some Latin American countries, but it's time to visit others. So he's planning to visit Mexico, possibly Colombia, Panama, Guatemala. He did plan to visit them about 3 years ago, but there was a strike by the foreign ministry, and now it looks like things are looking a lot more positive. This will be the first time that he is visiting a lot of these countries, or that an Israeli prime minister is visiting these countries. So we are hoping to see a strengthening of bilateral relations in those countries as well.
Excellent. And that can only be good news. We are going to leave it there. Aline Marks, as always, thank you for your information, your updates, and your passion. Because
And my soapbox.
Of course. We couldn't leave that out for a moment. Time is 5:26. That's Aline Marks with the Israel Report. We get to chat to her again tomorrow, same time, same place. And of course, the Israel Report.